present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmer, Clement Freud in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. Well, as this is the last program in the present series, we are going to do something a little different. We have not invited a lady guest to challenge our three regular male competitors, and they are going to just play the game against each other. And let us begin the show this week with Clement Freud. Clement, a lovely subject for you to begin with. The subject is Kenneth Williams. Clement, can you talk about Kenneth Williams for 60 seconds, starting now?
Of all the ebullient, runcible colossi that I know, Kenneth Williams is the most colossus of them all. He bestrides this earth more like a narrow man than a silver-haired 45-year-old actor currently sitting on my right-hand side and my left hand.
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged.
Hand repetition and also hesitation.
Yes, he knew what had happened, and therefore, Derek, I agree with your challenge. So you gain a point and you take over the subject of Kenneth Williams. Oh, what is it funny when Kenneth challenges? Yes, 39 seconds left, starting now.
It's been my great privilege to know this splendid human being for at least 3 years, and during the whole of that time, I've not heard him utter one malicious word about anybody.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
Why?
It's untrue.
I quite agree, but I wanted to hear what your actual basis of deviation was.
Well, you're saying Kenneth is malicious, are you?
Ah, you see, that's why you said it, to try and get me to say something. I've heard Kenneth utter malicious words, but not with malicious intent. So therefore, Clement's challenge is therefore true within the context of the game.
True. You're very good, Chairman. I like that. Very good.
There are 25 seconds left for Kenneth Williams, Clement, starting now.
The endearing thing about this lovable chap is that he has today purchased a pair of shoes in a sale, which he says were reduced from 6 guineas to £3 because the colour had gone from burgundy to light pink. No other person.
Derek Nimmer has challenged. Why?
Deviation. As the audience will judge, they're brown, not pink.
I must point out to the listeners, by the way, that this is a true story, because Kenneth did tell us this, and he's wearing the shoes, and we can all see now they are not a light pink. So I agree with Derek's challenge, and Derek, you take over the subject of Kenneth Williams. 7 seconds left, starting now.
One of the fascinating things about this man is that he was born in the same year.
That whistle, by the way, tells us...
They're still crippling me.
Tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Derek Nimmer, so he has a commanding lead of 3 at the end of that round. Clement Freud has 1, so his lead is only 2. Of course, Kenneth has yet to score because he couldn't bring himself to talk about himself. Derek Nimmer, your turn to begin. And the subject for you to start with this week is Clement Freud. Can you talk about Clement Freud for 60 seconds, starting now?
Clement Freud is a rather balding, boring, elderly gastronome with 5 children, 3 houses within the British Isles, and a flat on top of the Bunny Club. What he does there has not been revealed to man nor beast. He writes for the Financial Times. He makes vast sums of money in things like the Daily Mail, air raced by very devious means indeed, which I'd like to tell you about, but he might sue me for all sorts of nasty things afterwards. He owns racehorses and restaurants, and he's far too successful, so I am very jealous of him, in fact, altogether. But sometimes, on a moonlit night in Venice, a different Clement Freud emerges.
Kenneth, his wife, you challenge.
Deviate, I'm moonlit night, he's just the same.
And you are obviously speaking from experience, Kenneth.
You're not, Kenneth.
But on the other hand, whether he's the same or not, He's not actually deviating from the subject of Clement Freud. So Derry gets another point, so I disagree with the challenge. And there are 17 seconds left, starting now.
He has a grandfather who has always been trying...
Clement Freud of challenge, why?
Deviation.
Why?
I have two grandfathers.
Well, if you have two grandfathers, no doubt about the fact you must have one.
Oh, that's good. You are...
Don't shake your head. How can you have two grandfathers but no one? Derek has another point, and there are 15 seconds left for Clement Freud, starting now.
I was once standing in a hostelry with this fellow when a young man came alongside with his elderly grey-haired mother on his arm. He said, "Would you like to meet the lady who gave birth to me?" And he said, "No." And the poor man went away.
Well, Derek Nimmo was again speaking when the whistle went, gains the extra point. In fact, he's gained a number of points in that round, and he very cleverly not only started with the subject, but finished with it in spite of interruptions. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin.
Oh, thank goodness.
And the subject for you is, you've guessed, Derek Nimmo. So, someone's challenged already. Derek, why don't
you... I'd just like to say it was a very well-chosen subject.
We appreciate your modesty,
thank
Derek.
You.
Which the others didn't display. Kenneth, the subject is Derek Nimmo. Talk about him, if you can, for 60 seconds, starting now.
It was long ago remarked by an ancient divine that all the public know about a man is his reputation. And he added, as to his character, God alone can know that. But I have testimony to this man's...
Clement Freud, you've challenged one.
I didn't hear the S by the time I...
No, but you were very keen because you thought someone else might get into
the
challenge.
So keen, you don't
reach yourself. So, Kenneth, you have a point, and you have 30... You have 43 seconds left, starting now.
And on one notable occasion, of which I have private knowledge, this gentleman was a guest in someone else's house and behaved most nobly. When the hostess fell back on opening the oven door, overcome, it was alleged, by the fumes, but by the other guests maintained that she
Clement
was
Freud
drunk.
Is challenged. Why?
Repetition of guests.
That's right, you did say...
Oh, I don't care. It's a damn good story. It's ludicrous.
Well, actually, Kenneth, I often think your stories are very good, but you make this one very, very solemn.
Oh, well, I'm leading up to it.
I don't think of Derek as a solemn fellow somehow. Sir Clement, I agree with your challenge, and you have 13 and a half seconds for Derek Nimmo, starting now.
Derek Nimmo lives rather humbly in a flat.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
I'm sure he's been humble in his life. An arrogant man, I know.
The audience seem to think I should give Kenneth a bonus point for it. For a malicious remark, so give it to him. Clement keeps the subject. 10 seconds left for Derek Nimmo, starting now.
I should like to qualify that remark.
Kenneth Williams, you've challenged again.
Deviation. He wouldn't like to qualify. He just wants to qualify. He doesn't like doing it at all.
Well, whether he likes to do it or wants to do it, he's still not deviating from Derek Nimmo. So he gains another point, and he carries on for 8 seconds with Derek Nimmo, starting now.
By stating that the manner of his habitation is only modest for one of his arrogance. Anyone...
Kenneth Mitchell challenged.
Deviation. The manner of his habitation doesn't make him sense, does it? I mean, a habitation can't have a manner. Your way of life can, but your habitation presumably has
a
house.
Well, it's a rather flowery and prosy way of expressing something, but, you know, one has to use strange expressions in this to keep going. So, Clement, you have 2 seconds left for Derek Nimmo, starting now.
He has a wife and children.
So the subject of Kenneth Williams took Derek Nimmo into the lead, and the subject of Derek Nimmo took Clement Freud into the lead, but alongside Derek Nimmo at the end of that round. And Derek, it's your turn to begin. My funny bone. Can you talk about my funny bone? 60 seconds, starting now.
One of my metatarsals is terribly funny. And sometimes my friends look at it and say, oh, my goodness, how ludicrous is your funny bone? And I say, can I have a look at yours? And when I do, I find they always agree with me that mine is much more humorous than theirs. I am showing it in all the places of this country. Once walking through Leicester Square, I said to a man, would you like to see my funny bone? And he said, of course I would. And we went into a doorway, and there he looked at it, and he was enchanted with it. And he said, could I please take a photograph so I can send it home to my wife? And there he took a quick snap of my funny bone, which he mounted on a piece of green card and sent it back to Melbourne in Australia. And there it was published in the local newspaper. And people came from all over the place to buy copies because this was the funniest bone that had ever been seen. I remember going.
Well, Derek's funny bone was not only funny, but extremely clever. The first one to keep going with the subject from start to finish without being interrupted for 60 seconds for quite some time. And by the way, he gains an extra bonus point for not being interrupted. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. Joan of Arc. A very apt subject for you, I'm sure, Kenneth, but will you talk to us about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, of course, the Archbishop of Reims is reputed, according to the memorabilia in the Louvre Museum, to have said to her, you will stand alone. The bastard of Orleans will disown you. The Dauphin will do the same. And she replied, even if you turn against me and I am burned, I will go through the flames to the people's hearts forever. And then she said the word again. I can't. And so God be with me. And that's a very noble sentiment. And I once was in a restaurant with an actress who played the character of St. Joan. And in the bar, she was discussing the role. And the gentleman that's the servant...
Clement Foy got in just before. What was it?
You can't get roles in bars.
You can't get roles. You can't get what in bar, didn't you? Said
a roll.
A roll?
It's a joke.
Yes, you can get a roll in a bar. I know. I didn't hear what he said, though. Yeah. Rolls, I know. So, it was a joke which didn't get much applause. Therefore, it was an illegitimate challenge. And Kenneth gets another point. There are 2 seconds left for Joan of Arc starting now.
Well, it's a shame I can't tell the story because I haven't got the time.
So, Kenneth started with the subject and finished with it, but though he didn't get the bonus point, he got the extra point because the challenge wasn't allowed. Do you want to finish the story, by the way, Kenneth?
It was Siobhan McKenna who played St. Joan, and the waiter served her in the bar, and it was the same waiter that later served her with the meal, and she said to him, oh, are you doubling? And he said, no, Tipperary.
It's a nice story. You got a nice story. So there we are. I wish I could double your score, but I'm afraid I can't. So, because the others wouldn't like it. So, Kenneth, you're in third place. Clements in second place, still behind our leader, Derek Nibber. Derek, now it is your turn, and the subject is getting into debt. 60 seconds for getting into debt, Derek, starting
one
now.
One gets into debt if one is unable to make ends meet. And therefore, this is something which I find terribly difficult to talk about. Because if you...
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
If you actually find it difficult to talk about, why don't you shut up?
But you see, in this game, even if you find something difficult to talk about, you've obviously got to keep going. So he wasn't deviating from the subject. So Derek gets another point, 50 seconds left, starting now.
I have a new house in the countryside, which I'm going to christen tomorrow morning, Debt. And it's going to be wonderfully funny, going to get into debt.
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
Repetition going 3 times.
Yes, yes. You were going to the country and going. So, Kenneth, you get a point. And there are 43 seconds left, starting now.
Often the people of this country are harangued and exhorted by other people.
Clement Freud is challenged again.
Repetition of people.
No, any cleverness.
So people gets Clement a point on this occasion. And there are 25 seconds for you, Clement, on getting into debt, starting now.
I find this very difficult to talk about, but getting into debt is invariably occasioned by having insufficient money or means which can raise loot of any kind, which Americans now refer to as bread, an unpleasant term, I think.
Kenneth and his wife are challenged.
Well, the subject is getting into debt, not the colloquialisms used by Americans.
He had established he was talking about getting into debt.
He and was going off about the Americans' way of defining getting into debt, which has nothing to do with the subject.
I maintain he was still
it's
on the subject.
It's deviation in any language. Now, look here.
Now listen. Now, Clement, listen. Derek, who are you? One over there. You have two over there. Listen, Kenneth, stop getting me going like that. You cannot talk about... I hope this show's going to be allowed to go on. Kenneth, you cannot possibly talk about getting into debt without discussing money.
And he wasn't discussing.
Yes, he was discussing money, and he said the Americans referred to it as bread. 10 seconds with you, Clement, getting into debt, starting now.
An auctioneer in Belfast to whom I entrusted several cases of wine got into...
Kenneth Williams, why did you...
Yes, we've gone from the Americans now to auctioneers in Dublin. It's nothing to do with getting into
debt. I think he was just about to say he got him into debt. He actually said, God.
Oh, you could be just about to be doing anything, couldn't you, in the game?
Not on this program. I must give, you know, to be fair, because I do get letters about this, he really didn't have a chance to establish the connection between his remark about the...
Well, what do you think, Derek?
I agree with you, Ken.
Well, you'd always disagree with the chairman, any of you, who was the other way. Now, all right, then, if you feel like that, I will put it to the audience. Do you feel... I must point out that I definitely don't think...
That's the way to get them to... I wish you'd stop saying that.
What?
If you didn't say what you thought, I'd occasionally get the cheers or boos, but every time you say I personally feel...
I'll try it the other way around.
Put it as a straight question.
Yes.
Oh, no, you must let
know.
Can't
do this. And if you were in a law court, you couldn't say, this is what I want you to do. Please find him guilty.
The judge. I don't set myself up.
A man is innocent until he's proved guilty in this country.
Yes, but also, if we're going to have an argument. After all, I am not a judge. Shut up, the two of you. Now, listen. If you think that Clement Freud was deviating, will you boo? And if you don't think he was deviating, will you cheer? And will you all do it together now? Clement Freud was not deviating, which is exactly what I thought. Thank you. And as we always play this game, at little boys, I will now say to Derek Winnimo and to Kenneth Williams, sucks to you.
Interesting.
Let's get on with just a minute.
When there's not a lady on the show, it all comes out, doesn't it?
Yes, it definitely does.
Steady on. We've had quite a lot come out in this show. We don't any more. 5 seconds left for you, Clement, with getting into debt, starting now.
As a result of this perfidious villainy on the part of the Northern Irish wine merchants.
And at the end of that round, Clement gained an extra point for speaking when the whistle went. He's now clept up.
Clept up? What a joke, isn't it?
Oh,
got no diction, even. He's got no diction.
Who would have, at the end of 26 shows, left with these three to battle with? It's only one against three up here, I can tell you. Clement Freud has crept up 1 point on... Even Ian Messiter's fighting me. Pull the score away. Find a chance to read it. And he's crept up 1 point on Derek Nimmer, who's still in the lead.
The audience and all of them.
Sit down, Derek. Stop haranguing the audience. Once the sentence, you bring out a law court, the court of law before. Once the sentence has been passed, there's nothing else to be said.
Well, we're all going to be executed. You're going to put a black cap on next to you.
Don't you think after some of the things you said, hung, drawn and quartered would be better? I think it's about time to have the last subject because we're running out of time. We're all going to get time at the end of this show, aren't we? And the subject, which has been very aptly chosen to finish this particular round, and then we hope this series of Just a Minute, is saying goodbye. We've all shed a tear in the audience. Cheer up again. Let's get on with the game. Who's to speak? Whose turn is it? Kenneth Williams, it's your turn to go. Oh, everything you say now. Kenneth Williams, 60 seconds for saying goodbye, starting now.
Parting is such sweet sorrow. Was, of course, written by our great bard, the Swan Raven. It might have been...
Derek Nimmer, why did you challenge?
I thought there was a hesitation in there.
No, he was a bit quiet and a bit mumbly, but he didn't actually hesitate. He was just teetering on it, and he keeps the subject 50 seconds left, saying goodbye, Kenneth, starting now.
Tears of farewell were spilled on me by Derek Nimmer on Waterloo Station when he said to me, here's your satchel when you go back. Don't forget me. Here's the books and the flowers and the chocolates. And I was heartbroken. And I had to go to the provinces while he stayed here. Showing himself to the West End.
Hesitation.
No, I don't think he quite hesitated, so Kenneth has another point. And he's still saying goodbye, 25 seconds left, starting now.
I said, but for you, it's the lights and London. For me, it's oblivion. And he said, yes, it is. But you must say...
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Deviation, I didn't say it.
Well, I can only take your word on that.
Well, please do.
Please do. Right. We have to take your word because I'm inclined to believe that you didn't say it. It didn't sound quite like you, I must say, Derek. 14 seconds left for saying goodbye, Derek, starting now.
Well, I'd like to say goodbye to everybody in this audience today. To dear Clement Freud, lovely Kenny. To old Nick Parsons, who's not nearly as bad as he looks or is painful.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
Why?
He is.
The audience are not now my friends anymore. They heartily applauded, and the only thing I can do is they applauded so loudly, I have to agree. Clement gets a point for a horrid challenge. The audience clap. But Derek Nimmer keeps the subject, and there are 4.5 seconds left saying goodbye, Derek, starting now.
Well, ta-ra, what-ho, long may...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't
I want to say goodbye.
There's one second left, and he wants to say goodbye.
I want to say goodbye.
And actually, will it make a difference to the final score if he does? It will make a difference to the final score if Clement says goodbye. But wouldn't it be a marvellous idea if they both finished up equal?
And let Clement... it wouldn't. I want to win. This is not justice.
I'll tell you what we will do. There's 1 second to go, but before Derek has his final second, we'll let Clement Freud say goodbye.
Derek Nimmer, goodbye.
I've never heard anybody say so pathetic and get a big laughter from it. Perhaps some of us who try for laughs are playing it the wrong way. All right, Derek, there's 1 second left for saying goodbye, starting now.
Cheerio, fruit, two more. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Derek, before you...
Goodbye. Goodbye. One cheer, baby dear, from your eye.
There are some people who are listening still, we hope, who might like to hear what the final score is. And I think it's a very apt one. This is the last one in this present series, which makes us all very sad. And the three who played it most regularly have come out very, very close. Kenneth was only just in third place, just 3 points behind Clement Freud, who was just behind this week's winner, who is Derek Nimmo.
And what about a cheer for the man who never gets a clap? That wonderful man who chairs this show every week, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed, and I must tell the listeners that even Clement Freud clapped then. And so, anyway, they've all won at different times, and it was a final result. We'd like them all to finish equal. We've enjoyed playing the game so much, but thank you in the audience here for coming and enjoying our final show in this particular series. We thank the listeners. We do hope they've enjoyed this last show in our present series, and we hope they'll want to tune in again when once again Just a Minute returns to the air. Until that time, from all of us here who enjoy playing Just a Minute as much as we hope you enjoy listening to it, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.